I promised you an update on what was going on at Park Station, and we know that just a short while ago, PRASA, the rail agency, put out a statement saying that Park Station's been vandalised, and it looks as though security personnel there have come onto the property and they've attacked, they've looted, they've engaged in some serious damage to property there, and essentially the warning has gone out that one must be careful there, but also that train services have been suspended. I want to bring down as an Nani, the spokesperson of PRASA, into the conversation now. Nana, good afternoon, and thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Can you first of all tell us, just paint us a picture of what is happening at Park Station right now?
Thank you. The situation is back to normal. Trains are running as per normal. We haven't established where the security personnel who did this, but the police are on the scene looking at footage as well as conducting investigations.
I mean, it's great to hear that the situation is now under control and hopefully commuters are moving about safely in that area. But take me back to what happened a few hours ago, please.
It's really difficult to say, but what I can tell you is that some of our shops were looted, even though there was security stationed in the area. I suspect that if we didn't have it, would have been worse. Our security gates, which are glass, have been broken, as well as the ticket office and a stoning of one of our trains, which was removed from the line for safety. But those are the details that we have so far. I can confirm that the police are also on the scene and there will be increased personnel in the area.
All right. Tell me a little bit about this dispute that has occurred between PRASA and its former group of security personnel who used to be stationed at Park Station. What exactly was the nature of the dispute?
Well, I'm not sure if it was a dispute more than the board taking a decision on a report that came about from the previous public protector on the report called Derailed on PRASA. And basically, in that report, it was stated that all of the contracts, the security contracts that we have at the moment, have been entered into illegally. There's also a process and investigation going on internally by the Special Investigations Unit. But, of course, we've since learned that the court has ruled in the favour of the security companies. And so right now we'll wait for word to hear from the board and legal what would be the next step. But we do respect the outcomes from the court.
Right. What was it that led you to suspect that the security personnel or the people who had entered your grounds and committed these acts of vandalism may have been among those workers who'd been laid off?
So in our statement, we've actually said that these are criminal elements.
All right.
I think the premise that we'd operate on is that they have a right to protest, etc., but we can't then link them to criminal activities until we have the necessary proof.
All right. And Nana, just to be clear, all your services running as normal this afternoon from Park Station?
Thankfully, yes.
Okay, Nana, thank you so much for that. Nana Zanani, she's the spokesperson of PRASA. They're telling us things are back to normal. Glad to hear that the situation has been brought under control. And if you're planning to catch a train to get home from Park Station this afternoon, that's a good sign. It means you can go ahead because trains are running as normal.